Halftime, Friday Night Football, time to talk Storm Lake Cross Country. Thanks to head coach Justin Melman, whose team last evening was running in their state qualifying meet. Spencer the site, Dylan Cavanaugh champion, and oh so close for another. Coach, good morning.
Morning.
We get together every Friday morning during the course of this season, and as we look forward, you will have Dylan Cavanaugh at the state meet a week from tomorrow. Let's hear about last night's meet.
You bet, Chris. You know, we went out with the goal of trying to run our best races all season, and we definitely had that from a lot of our athletes last night. It's been a real privilege to coach this whole group of kids. They're a great group. They rose to the occasion last night. We had a lot of personal bests on the season, lifetime bests as far as their 5K times. You know, so they ran hard. And the girls' race, Dulce Ramos was our leader again. She was 55th place. Jessica Slight was 64th place. And then we moved on to Molly Gallagher, 71st place, and Amber Castrillis, 80th, and Sandra Ramos, 81st. The ladies ran really well. A lot of real good times on their season for them. So I want to congratulate them on a great season. They were 12th overall as a team, but they ran hard. So, you know, and then we move over to our boys' varsity race. You know, we knew we had to run really, really well tonight, especially, you know, we've talked all season now. We don't have, you know, a couple of our guys as healthy as we can. We weren't able to race former state qualifier Leandro Marin. He just was not ready to go this season. So I knew it was going to be tough, but these guys really rose to the occasion. We had 20, 30-second PRs out of some of these guys. Dylan obviously ran a really, really good race. We knew he was going to have company from Miles Scott from Sergeant Bluff, and he did the entire race. They were shoulder to shoulder. You know, after 2 miles, probably 2.5 miles, I was talking to Dylan. They go clear out on the end of the course up there. Miles actually passed him and was in front of him probably by 5, 6, 7 strides, something like that. And Dylan was, you know, we've been working on his kick this whole season. That's something that I knew he was going to have in order to stay in some of these big races. And, you know, 600-700 meters to go, Dylan passed him back. And, you know, 400-500 meters to go, he really turned it on and was able to find that kick and got it by just a few seconds. So congrats to Dylan. He's worked hard this season, really raced really well. Need to be a state qualifier champion.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Olson, you know, I didn't even know he would be able to be up where he was, to tell you the truth. 17.08 is a really, really good time for Sam. He was running in that 14th place for quite a while. You know, and then as they were coming into, you know, the last mile, especially the last half mile, he was still hanging in there. And I was wondering if it was going to happen for him. You know, and then, you know, probably 300 meters to go, Webster City kid kind of came up and shouldered him and went by him. And you could tell that, you know, Sam's kick is usually pretty ferocious, but he put it out on that course prior to that to stay where he was.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, got kicked out down the stretch. The one MOC kid in 14th was actually kind of coming back to both them, but ended up being able to stay in front. So, you know, Sam, it's kind of heartbreaking. He was 16th. He's a senior. You know, he could have had a trip down to the state meet, but, you know, he left it on the course, and that's all we can ask for. Huge PR. You know, he was faint, lightheaded when he was done. You know, he really put it out there. So congratulations to Sam. You know, we wanted him to go, but it just didn't work out the way that we wanted. Our third place kid, Carson Cole, had definitely his best race all season. Ran 18.01. He really turned it on last season. So it's nice to see him up there again at the end of this season. And then, you know, we talked about Ethan James coming out of conference last week, running really well. Comes out and runs, you know, a 10-second PR again. Runs 18.11. This is his fourth race all season.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, awesome to be able to throw him in there and kind of take the place of one of our injured guys and really help our score out. You know, Luke Nicholson was our next guy, 42nd place. Luke's been coming on gradually all season, and I think Luke's going to really turn into a good cross-country distance guy here and help us as we progress the next few seasons. I think he's going to be key. Matt Marking was our sixth, and Thomas Olson was our seventh. So, you know, we're fifth. That's as a team. You know, I didn't know if we were going to have enough for third, like I said, without Leandro being in there. With him in there, I think we're a really good team. But fifth is where we were last year. You know, we're kind of always on the edge here, and I'm ready to turn the page and get a team down there. But it's really nice to have Dylan going again. You know, he runs at 12:30 next Saturday. And I think he can go down and have a really good race, Chris.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. I mean, how soon does he turn around and maybe set a goal for the state meet?
You know, we've been talking, you know, for a few weeks now. We're taking each one of these a week at a time. You know, the conference is most important to us, you know, when we're going into the conference, and then the qualifiers are most important, you know, but now we're past that, so... now we have to, you know, we're going to look at some times and see. I know there's a couple of guys, I believe, from Marion that are ranked above him that are running really, really well. You know, but Dylan's always been one of those big meet runners. He was ninth last year, which kind of caught me by surprise. He really gets into those big meets and really, you know, knock on wood, don't want to jinx him, but he runs well at the big meets. He's a competitor, and I think he'll be right in there. I think he's going to get after it, you know, and I think he'll go down and do well, Chris.
I'm sure he will. Coach, with your guidance, good luck to both of you at the state meet. You coaching, him running, and thanks for everything throughout the course of the season. Can't wait for the 29th in Fort Dodge.
Appreciate it, Chris.
You're welcome. Justin Melman, our guest at halftime. We'll take a short break. Conclude the volleyball season with Coach Kim Johnson. It's next on 92.9 The Moose.